I am so excited to talk with our next guest, Brigitte Gabriel. She is a national security analyst, a New York Times bestselling author, and chairman for ACT for America. Her latest bestseller, which I have right here in front of me, is Rise, in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Brigitte Gabriel, it's been a little while since we've talked. We are in remarkable times. A lot is going on. What's your thoughts?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Tim, first of all, Happy New Year, and I'm delighted to be back with you. And, you know, they say, may you live in interesting times. And by golly, are we living in interesting time. I never thought I would be speechless trying to express what's happening in our country. But I guess I am speechless is because I've been trying to warn about this, Kim, and you and I have talked about this for years. And we knew things were bad, but we never realized it has gotten this bad this fast. The left has been organizing for decades, decades, not years. Mm-hmm. You know, they say an overnight success takes 20 years. And by the time you realize how powerful they are, it didn't start yesterday. It didn't start when President Trump got elected. It started 20 years ago. It started in the early 2000s when we allowed China into the World Trade Organization. They were nothing, and all of a sudden now they own manufacturing. They manufacture our pharmaceuticals. They manufacture products for our military. They buy our elected officials. They have the money to buy our corporations, influence our TV stations, and literally silence Americans and interfere in our election. Meanwhile, you have the Democrats and leftist organizations in this country who are basically are used as the useful idiots at the hands of a global influence operation, and they don't even know it. Meanwhile, we, the American people, are paying the price.
Brigitte, I did want to make sure that people understand your background. You spent your adolescence years in basically a bomb shelter in Lebanon because of terrorism. And when you got to America and saw this beacon of freedom, you have been a voice warning us for many, many years. I remember that you were out here in Colorado. You were at a church, and I went to hear you speak, and it was absolutely riveting. If, in fact, Donald Trump had not been elected, I think that this would have just continued on. It's been underneath the surface. I remember I'd be in conversations with people and say, well, I'm pretty concerned about that. And they're like, ah, that doesn't matter. It did matter. But if we hadn't had Donald Trump, who had disrupted all of this, I don't think that we would have had the close to 80 million people that came to the polls that voted for him. I'm not sure that they would have understood just what was at stake, Brigitte.
You are absolutely correct, because President Donald Trump was able to shine a light on the corruption, on the swamp, on how bad DC was. Because when he was elected, it's like the forces of evil came out of the woodwork into the limelight because they did not care. They had to do whatever they had to do to destroy him because they knew he was going to destruct their operation. He knew that he was strong enough, confident enough, determined enough to make America great and to put America first. President Trump has been talking about America's enemies for years. Just like me, you mentioned when I was at speaking at a church when you first heard me in Colorado, and I was talking about, I remember that presentation clearly. I was talking about foreign influence operations at that time, the Muslim Brotherhood into the United States, into our education system. I was talking about how we are losing our freedom of speech and how our society has become so politically correct that we are afraid to speak the truth. And you know, we at ACT for America, my organization, I started ACT for America after 9/11 because I understood why we need people to wake up and act for this country, to protect this country. And when we started talking about freedom of speech, you know, ACT for America, my organization, introduced the first Free Speech Defense Act, a law to protect free speech in New York York in 2009 when we passed the first bill. And we did that because we knew that all the publishing houses, I was an author, all the media corporation, communication companies like television and newspapers were all based in New York. And we knew that the left, the UN, the Islamists were filing lawsuits trying to silence American authors. We passed that bill in New York in 2010. We took the Free Speech Defense Act nationwide. We started passing it in different states. We introduced it on the state level because we knew that under the Obama administration, nothing was going to happen in Congress. So we started going, working with state legislators to pass it. We passed the Free Speech Defense Act in 13 states between 2010 and 2015. And while we're doing all that, and that's when you heard me speak at that church in Colorado, people thought, oh, that couldn't possibly happen in America, Brigitte. You may be exaggerating. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if things are this bad. And remember how I was telling people to get involved, act for America. Yes. Now is the time to speak up. But people really didn't take it seriously. And on our side, our people really don't become engaged until the house is on fire. Well, now the house is on fire, and President Trump basically make everybody realize how bad the situation is. And now again, I tell people, now is the time to get involved. Go to actforamerica.org and join us. Sign up to get our emails and action alerts. Start a group in your community. We are mobilizing groups nationwide. If you're listening to us right now and you had already started a freedom group in your community in the last 6 months or in the last year, do not disband in your group. Join us. Go to actforamerica.org and get involved.
And Brigitte, clearly get involved, get your brain around these issues. That's why we do this show, to search for truth and clarity to these issues so that people can engage with their friends and their family and their colleagues. And of course, Act for America is a very important organization as well. I want to talk a little bit about what I find absolutely astonishing, and that is with 7 days basically till Inauguration Day, that you've seen the Democrats in Congress and the Senate have been calling for, first of all, Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to try to remove President Trump from office. I find it somewhat ironic that for months we had Hillary Clinton and just a host of Democrats talk about, oh my gosh, there's not going to be a smooth transition with Donald Trump to if in fact the Biden-Harris ticket was deemed successful. And then here we are, that we're 7 days out. Donald Trump has said that there will be a peaceful transition, and they want to, A, first of all, invoke the 25th Amendment, and then B, impeach him. That doesn't seem, A, very classy. It doesn't seem very honest. It doesn't seem very getting down to business to take care of the American people and, you know, preserve our property rights. It doesn't seem like a peaceful transition, and it doesn't seem very unifying. What's your thoughts on this, Brigitte?
Oh, you're absolutely correct. We, our side, Kim, you, me, and our listeners relate to words that are honest, classy, peaceful. Because our people, look, when Obama got elected, I didn't vote for Obama, and I couldn't stand Obama. But I respected the office of the president and what that president represents, that stature of the presidency. And, you know, I didn't like him, I didn't agree with him, but I didn't have hatred against him the way the left has hatred against President Trump. I mean, this level of hatred is rage. It's beyond words for them to wish him dead, to wish his family dead. I mean, my goodness, I don't wish my enemies dead. But this is how they are. And they are going to try to impeach him because they want to make sure he will never, ever run again or be able to have any influence. This is why they wanted to do that. And here we are, like you said, we are what, 5-6 days from the inauguration. Why do you want to impeach the president other then you want to destroy him and destroy his reputation and any ability or possibility he may have to even more mobilize or run again. That's why they want to do it. But they're not going to succeed because the Senate doesn't have time to do it. They want to impeach him in the House just to make a statement so they can say he is the only president in history who has been impeached twice. That's what they want. They want the talking point. They want the PR. And they are not interested in unity. They lecture us on unity while at the same time when Black Lives Matter, when Antifa was destroying property, burning our cities, attacking our police. Remember when they trapped police officers in a building all night long with all the police officers inside and they were trying to set it on fire? Where were the corporations boycotting Black Lives Matter and Antifa? The same corporations who are right now boycotting conservatives, boycotting and blocking conservatives, not wanting to do business with them. Those same corporations were giving money to Black Lives Matter and Antifa all summer long while they were destroying property and federal buildings. The hypocrisy is unbelievable. But this is exactly why we, the people who love God and country in the United States, the people who believe that America is exceptional, the people who wrap ourselves with the American flag, who would give our life to defend this country, now is the time for us to come together as one. We need to be united on the right. We need to come together, put our differences aside, and say we, the people who care about America, the America that was founded in the vision of our founding fathers, who gave everything and most of them died broke to give us the country that we have today, the least we can do is come together and preserve it for future generations. That America we need to preserve, and this is why I'm asking all libertarians, Republicans, Democrats who switched to conservative, the people who love this country and believe in America First policy, come together, network together, get to meet each other, join us, go to actforamerica.org. We are networking groups nationwide. Just last week, we brought together 25,000 people in the state of North Carolina alone, different groups who started in different cities, and put them under one umbrella so they can network with each other. We're doing the same thing now nationwide. If you have a group, go to actforamerica.org and let's all come together and stand up to defend our freedom, the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, because right now the Democrats want to change everything.
Okay, Brigitte, let's go to break. You're talking about there's a bunch of different things I've made notes on, but regarding bringing 25,000 people together, networking with Facebook and Twitter, with all of this censorship, I want to find out how that's going to happen exactly, because it seems like we need to walk away from these big tech companies. So keep that. I want to hear what you have to say when we come back. Before we go to break, though, Castlegate Knife and Tool is another great sponsor of the Kim Munson Show. They are located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. Sedalia is on 85 between Littleton and Castle Rock. And Sedalia is such a great taste of Americana. Castlegate Knife and Tool has knives and tools from the best blade makers from throughout the world. And whether or not you're a collector or a sportsman or a cook, a chef, they have the knife for you. So go to castlegate.com for more information. That's castlegate.com. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with a New York Times bestseller author, Brigitte Gabriel. One of her most recent books is Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. We'll be right back.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. I am so excited to have Brigitte Gabriel on the line. with me. She is a national security analyst, New York Times bestselling author, chairman for actforamerica.org, and her latest bestseller is Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Brigitte, my producer, Steve, during the break said, I wish she had a little more passion.
Well, yeah, you know my philosophy, 2% of the passionate will always overrule the 98% indifferent. And thank you for bringing that point up, because when we look at the left, they may not know the issues. Actually, a lot of them do not know the issues. But boy, they are burning with passion because they are so on fire for what they believe. They are willing to march. They are willing to speak. They are willing to network. They are willing to form groups in their community. They meet at Starbucks in the morning and say, let's have a cup of coffee and then walk our neighborhood and walk on doors and meet our neighbors and do this and that. Our side is very informed. They listen to talk radio. They watch television. They read stories on the internet. And they say, oh, by golly, I'm informed and I'm going to vote. Well, you know what? A lot of things happen in 2 years between voting days. And what we need to do is take that information that we know, because we are informed. We are educated. We understand the issues. We love our country. But we need to take that information and couple it with passion so we are able to make a difference in our communities. Because, again, 2% of the passionate will always overrule the 98% indifferent. Do not be an indifferent. Be a passionate person and let's make things happen.
Most definitely. And this country was founded on people with a passion for liberty. And when I look at the history of America, Brigitte, from the Revolutionary War, and actually we will be doing a show once a month with a friend of mine, Brigitte. His name is Ben Martin. He is a patriotic historian. He's a former Army Ranger, graduate of West Point, and just has a real handle on our history. And like 2 years ago, we did a series each month on the Federalist Papers on the show. Then last year, we did the important writings and documents of America's founding. This year, we're going to talk about the Revolutionary War. And when we think about the people from 1776 and before, because they were battling in these ideas up until 1776. But as we look at the history of America and people that were willing to put it all on the line to pass on something really good, such as liberty and this idea that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, that is worth preserving. And we're born for this time, Brigitte Gabriel, and as you mentioned, we have to engage.
Yeah, engage and network. See, what happens on the left is they network together. So you take Indivisible, for example, which is probably a lot of our listeners have not even heard of it. Indivisible was started to mobilize the left's network. And they have over 6,000 groups nationwide. And they are small groups. Every group has its own name. And they meet in their communities and they network together. But they all come under one big umbrella organization called Indivisible. So they all walk lockstep, together. They sing off the same sheet of music. They regurgitate the same talking points, so everybody sounds like they are on the same page. We, on our side, a lot of patriotic people have a lot of different groups, and small town people have groups, but they're not talking to each other. They're not networking. They're small groups that are hardworking. They are people who love their community. They love our country. They want to make a difference in their community. They do the best they can to make a difference in their community, but they do not know what's happening in cities to our drive away. And what we're doing with Act for America right now, like I mentioned earlier, and you wanted to ask more questions about it, how can we network together bypassing social media? Well, you know, social media is a new phenomenon. Now everybody is on social media. Remember, when I started moving our chapters, growing our chapters in 2008, Twitter didn't even exist, let alone Instagram, none of that stuff was around. Facebook had just started, and only the young teenagers were on Facebook. So we built the organization basically by traveling city to city. I would do that, like you heard me speak, and we would get people to sign up to become group leaders and have small groups in their community, but we networked all these groups together. And they did it via email, because social media doesn't have access to your Gmail or Yahoo or AOL or whatever email you use. And this is exactly why we told people, at that time, we were able to launch 1,000 chapters nationwide, 1,000. And they all networked together via email. We connected them together. Everybody had, every group leader had a database of all the group members. He or she can reach out to them via either snail mail or just sending them an email directly to their email address, bypassing social media and organizing. And this is where we need to get back to. So right now, I mentioned to you that we're bringing groups together from all over the country. We're doing the same thing in Michigan this week. We're organizing all groups in Michigan under our umbrella. So this way, instead of you being a small group in Michigan called Stand Up Michigan, now you are a part of a national network of thousands of groups, and you know exactly what's happening in Fontana, California, and what Fontana Warriors or Fontana Patriots are doing in California and their community. So everybody can learn, and everybody can see what tactics that work, tactics that don't work, cities that are having similar situations. Those groups can network to see how they handled those situations, how they were more effective in overcoming a regulation or a law or a bill or an organization, and that's what we're doing. So ACT for America is the umbrella organization that we do not want to take away groups' identity. If you have a group in Denver and you are called the Denver Patriots, you can keep your name. But what we're doing is connecting you with other groups nationwide. Just last night, we had a conference call with all the leaders, heads of these groups nationwide who came on the call just to meet each other, learn from each other, listen to a speaker, answer questions and get to know each other. So that's what ACT for America is doing. So if you have a group right now in whatever city listening to this broadcast and you do not know what to do, you feel, okay, we organized before the election, we were mobilizing our community, and now that President Trump is no longer there, okay, our work is over. No, your work is not over. We need you together. Now you still are connected to each other. Do not let those relationships go. Stay together. Send us an email. Bring your group under our umbrella. We'll help you. We'll network with you. We don't want anything from you other than to help you and make America stronger, safer, more prosperous, where we can all work together to preserve our liberties and our freedom.
And Brigitte, we only have a couple of minutes left, and I have to ask you about what I consider backstabbing to President Trump. When we talk about what we need to do, I find it absolutely remarkable that, again, with just about 7 days out, that we do not have Republicans that are standing strong for these American ideals. And are you located in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we are located in the swamp.
Okay. Because the headline that seems to be coming across is that that McConnell may be in support of impeachment. And we've got just, like I say, a 2 minutes left. What's your thoughts on that, Brigitte?
Shame on him. You know, their true colors are coming out, the rhinos. Everybody's wavering, everybody's backstabbing President Trump. This is exactly why we need term limits, and that's exactly why we need to work on term limits, and that's exactly why we need to get patriotic people to run for office on every level, from the precincts to the presidency, and learn how you run for office, get the groups to go out and vote for you, and start putting our own people who are going to go be there and who are going to serve the people. We do not need people sitting in Congress for 30 years like old furniture who are just self-serving without care for the population or the United States citizens, but they only care about their pockets, their influence, and their jobs. And it's going to have to come back to the grassroots to come together and say enough is enough. Let's start primarying these people out and getting new people and new blood into Congress.
Most definitely. And Brigitte, just just as my researcher just texted me, she said that Sean Hannity said he called McConnell's office last night, and the staff there told Hannity not to believe the headlines. That was about 7:15. And to my producer's point is it's hard to know what to believe right now, but the truth will percolate to the top. Brigitte Gabriel, the work that you are doing for our country is absolutely amazing. And again, how can people reach you?
Oh, thank you so much. People can reach me by going to actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org. Send me an email. Join us. We would love to connect with you. And Kim, it's so wonderful being back with you. Let's not let it go too long. It's such a pleasure to be with you. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to your listeners.
Brigitte, I am so glad that we got connected. We had some scheduling challenges and we were able to work all that out. And I have to tell you, give me great heart, and we do not give up. We are Americans. And again, that is actforamerica.org. Brigitte, thank you so much. And we will not let it be too long before we talk again.
Thank you, my friend. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And as I was looking for quotes for today, I mentioned that I came up with Soren Kierkegaard, and he said this. He said, there are two ways to be fooled. One is to believe what isn't true. The other is to refuse to believe what is true. And with what's going on out there, I thought that was very apropos for today. So my friends, today, be grateful. Read great books. Think good thoughts. Listen to beautiful music. Communicate and listen well. Live honestly and authentically. Strive for high ideals. And like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. And remember, my friends, you are not alone. God bless you and God bless America.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
KLZ AM HD Denver, the source AM and FM. AM 560 and 100.7 FM. 560thesource.com.